The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Tell you what, let's do this after 10 o'clock, because then I can ask this favor of women in the audience for the next hour. We have a topic that I want to do after 10 o'clock that I need female input on. We won't make it exclusively women, but every once in a while, because the reality is, in talk shows such as these, callers tend to be gender-heavy toward male. Rather substantially. Men are more willing than women to go on a talk show. That's not to say some women don't. We do have women callers. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But in terms of percentage of the audience, and I happen to have an idea of what that is, what the female percentage of the audience is, they are very disproportionately low in terms of calling in. I will just give you a hint at what this is. We took a topic up a while back. I don't think we took calls on it, though. I didn't talk about it for... In fact, you know what? I may not have done it on the air. I may have just done it in the blog. Of a woman who was criticized for showing off her incredible body, even though she has, what, two, three kids? Three. A woman who is semi-famous in the last week did a selfie of herself. You know what a selfie is, right? Take your cell phone camera and you take a picture of yourself. Selfie, in fact, has just been added to, what was it, the Oxford Dictionary? Something like that. She is a beautiful, there's a controversial selfie out there. She, what is she, married to a soccer player? Is that what it is? Anyway, she's semi-famous. She took a picture of herself. So you take a picture of her own image in the mirror. You can see her holding the cell phone, taking the picture in the mirror. On a scale of 1 to 10, okay, before I say that, she's in bra and panties. On a scale of 1 to 10, her body is about a 17. Jason would go with 100, but I would say 17. She has a fabulous body. 4 days before she took that picture, she had a baby. She is being vilified. She is being ripped for showing off her ripped body. I mean, she just, you would never know it. If you looked at this picture, you would never suspect this woman was 4 days removed from a pregnancy and a delivery. You would never suspect it for a moment. She is being crucified online for this. She's being called one of the worst persons in the world. That it is horrible that she would do this. And to suggest to women that they should look like this 4 days after they gave birth. Jason, by your reaction, she's probably right. However, we will get to that. So now, I'll mention it a couple of more times. I'm looking for women to weigh in on that after 10 o'clock. We're going to start with a Radio Jeopardy. We're going to start with a Radio Jeopardy. Well, one, because it's my show and we can do whatever I want. Two, I still have three copies of Scott Walker's book to give away. Before we do the Radio Jeopardy to give away one of those copies, those three copies of Scott Walker's book, I want to remind you to go to Amazon.com because the counteroffensive has worked. Yesterday, we mentioned something that we told you about last week, that lefties were going on Amazon.com, lefties who hadn't read Scott Walker's book and trashing it. What we didn't know last week is that was orchestrated by AFSCME's Facebook page. It was a concerted, orchestrated effort telling lefties to go and trash Scott Walker's book even though they hadn't read it. So I modified my suggestion to you yesterday. What I said last week is don't go review the book if you hadn't read it. I've changed that. Go ahead and give it 5 stars, but admit you didn't read it. And admit that you're just firing back. Because it moved up to an aggregate score of 3-star as of yesterday. And I went and looked, and on December 2nd, there were all sorts of conservatives. Now, I've done this, right? Wisconsin has done this, and maybe some others have. So I'm urging you to go to Amazon.com. If you just type in Scott Walker's name, just do that, and it'll take you right to that book, and you'll see where, if you're not someone who has already registered to write reviews on Amazon, then how to do that. And I would encourage you to do that. Based on the timestamps of some of them, it looks like some of the people listening to this show did that yesterday. Again, just give it 5 stars, and if you didn't read it, say, look, I'm doing this to, yes, I haven't read the book. I'm doing this to support Scott Walker because of an orchestrated effort by AFSCME to trash his book and affect its sales. In this case, yes, I do believe in fighting fire with fire, but at least intellectually honest fire. Don't lie like many of the liberals did and say they read the book when they didn't. Just admit you didn't read the book and give it a 5-star rating. But the last that I saw, it had actually moved from 2 to 3 stars. So I urge you to do that. Now, here is your chance to read the book. And then you can go on and give a review. We will do a Radio Jeopardy for a copy of Scott Walker's book. The Radio Jeopardy category is Americana. The Radio Jeopardy category is Americana. The Radio Jeopardy answer is, by one estimate, there are some 2 dozen of these. 406-1360, 888-455-13. You going to do the Jeopardy music? Yeah, just wondering over there. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Oh, usually wait until people call to do that? It seemed like usually fire it right after I give the question. Radio Jeopardy category is Americana. Radio Jeopardy answer is, by one estimate, there are some 2 dozen of these. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Again, Radio Jeopardy category, Americana. You know what's happening? They're trying to Google it. Well, I screwed with it sufficiently where I think Googling is going to be pretty tough. Everybody's going to Google now. Try to get the answer. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Radio Jeopardy category, Americana. Radio Jeopardy answer is, by one estimate, there are some 2 dozen of these. Remember to form your response, or to state your response in the form of a question. Chris in Green Bay, go.
What is surviving World War I veterans?
That's probably pretty close. That's not what we're looking for. It's an exceptional guess. And actually, I think it's less than that. I don't know if there are any left. If there are, fewer. It's fewer than that. Larry in Appleton, go ahead.
What are the number of people that have successfully signed up for Affordable Care Act on a computer?
It's more than that, but another fine guess. The Radio Jeopardy category is Americana. The Radio Jeopardy answer is, by one estimate, there are some 2 dozen of these. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Scott in Appleton. Scott, go ahead.
I'm going to go out on the limb and say, what is natural blondes?
No, but that is, in fact, my all-time favorite Radio Jeopardy answer, Scott. And I tell you, we have to give you something for that. I'm not going to give you a book, but we're going to give you something for that. Hang on, I'm going to have Jason get your information too, okay? We're not going to give you a book. His answer, Jason, is, what are natural blondes? I have to recompose myself here before we continue with the legitimate question. The Radio Jeopardy answer. All right, Jerry. The Radio Jeopardy answer is Americana. That's the category. Scott's got me all flustered. The Radio Jeopardy category is Americana. The Radio Jeopardy answer is, by one estimate, there are some 2 dozen of these. Joe in Tomahawk. Joe, go ahead.
What are Norman Rockwell paintings?
That is not correct, but Joe's the first guy that picked up on the Americana thing. Don't know if I'm ready to throw a clue yet. All right, here's a clue. Jason, how many bubblers do we have in this building? The Radio Jeopardy category is Americana. The Radio Jeopardy answer is by one measure, there are approximately two dozen of these. 406-1360-888-455-1360. Kurt in Wisconsin Rapids. Kurt, go ahead.
What are drive-in movie theaters?
That is not correct. Let's go to Sharon in Green Bay. Here's another clue. If you go to the drive-in, you could have a pop or a soda pop or a Coke. Sharon, go ahead.
What are soda fountains?
It's not correct. I was afraid that was going to screw people up completely. Bubbler. Soda. Soda pop. 406-1360-888-455-1360. Let's see. One more clue. I thought you all would have trouble with this. The Radio Jeopardy category is Americana. The Radio Jeopardy answer is, by one measure, there are some two dozen of these. And the clues thus far are bubbler, soda, soda pop, and I thought y'all would have trouble with this. Anne in De Pere. Anne, go ahead.
How many of those B-52 bombers that flew over Lombardi Stadium are there remaining?
No, that was a nice guess, but not anywhere close. Joe in Green Bay. Joe, go ahead.
What is a dialect?
What is a dialect?
I totally won.
You totally won. You have
That's awesome.
You have Scott Walker's book.
Now, I can review it on Amazon.
I was just going to say, you promised me you're going to read it and give it like an 18-star review, right?
I will. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy.
All right, Joe, hang on, okay? We're going to get the information. I'm chuckling at some of the previous answers. Not at Joe. Yes, Joe has it right. He won. That is, in fact, right. What dialect do you speak? Washington Post has a map of 24 regions, actually, of dialects in the United States. You've got the Eastern New England, blue-collar residents from Maine to Massachusetts who drop their R's and substitute an H as they park their ka in Harvard Yard. Boston Urban. The Eastern New England accent gets a few sub-dialects when you get into the city, includes Southie and Boston Brahmin. They're usually related to class. Think Charles Emerson Winchester III. Western New England, outside Eastern Mass. It's actually the T that gets dropped. Hudson Valley. Those north of New York City have an accent influenced by Dutch settlers. Really? They call donuts oleekooks? Wow. New York City, the melting pot of NYC, has created its own dialect, where TH sounds like D's and words smashed together easily. Then there's Bonac, a dialect found only on Long Island, which is a combination of NYC and the Eastern New England dialect. Then they start getting into our part of the country, Upper Midwestern. In that, they include, Upper Midwestern includes Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, the Dakotas. I'm a bigger chunk. I will say this. You know, remember Fargo? And yeah, sure, you betcha. When I was in Fargo, I thought they talked like us. Actually, it sounded like Wisconsin to me. Now, in Minnesota, you do get some of the Minnesota going on in northern, particularly in northern Minnesota. 24 different, they have the Southwestern, Pacific Southwest, Pacific Northwest. My favorite, of course, Louisiana, Nawlins. It's not New Orleans, it's Nawlins. Why is it my favorite? Because they have the best food in the world. It's 921.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.